تفضل.
كسر كل شيء. هنبلش ان شاء الله من وإذا قيل لهم آمنوا بما أنزل الله قالوا نؤمن بما واتبعوا ما تتلو الشياطين. So inshallah ta'ala we're going to start just in a minute. If you don't mind coming closer inshallah to make a halaqa like it was at the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Unless you have an issue with your back and you want to use a chair or you want to use the wall like those cab drivers in the back. Cab drivers. Other than that inshallah ta'ala we will start in just few seconds. Bismillah.
الله خالصة من
فتمنوا الموت إن كنتم صادقين ولن يتمنوه أبدا بما قدمت أيديهم والله عليم بالظالمين ولنجدنهم أحرص الناس على حياة ومن الذين أشركوا يود أحدهم لو يعمر ألف سنة وما هو بمزحزحه من العذاب أن يعمر والله بصير بما يعملون قل من كان عدوا لجبريل فإنه نزله على قلبك نزله على قلبك بإذن الله مصدقا لما بين يديه وهدى وبشرى للمؤمنين من كان عدوا لله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله وجبريل وميكال فإن الله ولقد أنزلنا إليك آيات بينات وما يكفر بها إلا الفاسقون أوكلما عاهدوا عهدا نبذه فريق بل أكثرهم لا يؤمنون ولما جاءهم رسول من عند الله مصدق لما معهم نبذ فريق الذين أوتوا الكتاب كتاب الله وراء ظهورهم كأنهم لا يعلمون واتبعوا ما تتلو الشياطين على ملك سليمان وما كفر سليمان ولكن الشياطين كفروا يعلمون الناس السحر وما أنزل على الملكين ببابل هاروت وماروت وما يعلمان من أحد حتى يقولا إنما نحن فتنة فلا تكفر فيتعلمون منهما ما يفرقون به بين المرء وزوجه وما هم بضارين به وَيَعْلَمُ لَمَنِ اشْتَرَاهُ مَا لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ خَلَاقٍ وَلَبِئْسَ مَا شَرَوْا بِهِ أَنفُسَهُمْ لَوْ كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ.
جزاك الله خير، بارك الله فيك. بسم الله، بسم الله، والحمد لله، والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. لازلنا مع سورة البركة، سورة البقرة، وهي كمان سورة البركة. من بركتها أنها شفاء، وشفاء يعني من كل السقوم، وشفاء من كل الهموم. يبطل الله بها السحر، ويبطل ببركتها سحر الساحرين، ويبطل الله سبحانه وتعالى ببركتها عين الحاسدين. We're still talking about Surah Al-Baqarah. It is also known as the Barakah, because the Prophet ﷺ says, you know, it is Barakah on those who read it and act upon it. And Hasrah, and it is a regret on those who neglect it. Surah Al-Barakah or Al-Baqarah, it is a shifa, shifa of all. The Quran in its entirety is shifa. Yet particularly Surah Al-Baqarah has so many powerful ayat in it. Shifa and a protection against ayn, against sihr, against evil, against black magic, against al-mas wa sihr. So this is why the Prophet Muhammad, when he says you should recite Surah Al-Baqarah every 3 days in your home. Why? If you were to recite it every 3 days, no jinn will enter your home for that 3 days, for that period of time. You know, every 3 days one should recite Surah Al-Baqarah. It is the surah that comprises also of Ayatul Kursi, the greatest surah in the Quran, or the greatest ayah in the Quran, Ayatul Kursi, the ayah that burns the jinn and the shayateen. And we are still with talking about Banu Israel. If you remember, since the beginning of the surah, just the beginning of it was about the believers, then the hypocrites, and then the bulk of it is, you know, about Banu Israel. وَإِذَا قِلَ لَهُمْ آمِنُوا بِمَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ قَالُوا أَنُؤْمِنْ بِمَا. This again, the addressing Banu Israel, al-Yahud, يعني. وَإِذَا قِلَ لَهُمْ آمِنُوا بِمَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ قَالُوا أَنُؤْمِنُ بِمَا أُنزِلَ عَلَيْنَا وَيَكْفُرُونَ بِمَا وَرَاءَهُ مُصَدِّقًا لِمَا مَعَهُمْ قُلْ فَلِمَ تَقْتُلُونَ أَنبِيَاءَ اللَّهِ مِن قَبْلُ إِن كُنتُم مُّؤْمِنِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when it is said to them, believe in what Allah has revealed, they reply, we only believe in what was sent down to us. Yani Yahud, we only believe in Yahud, just like Al Arab will say, we only believe in what the Arab say. And the Urdu speaking, the Pakistanis will say, we only believe in what the Pakistanis say. And the Indians will say, we only believe in what, you know, people from our hood will say. And so on and so forth. This is actually from the Jahiliyya. This is Al-Qawmiyya, what we call in Arabic Al-Qawmiyya Al-Mal'una. This is cursed. When the Prophet Muhammad saw the Sahaba, as one time, they had this argument between the Muhajirin and the Ansar. You know, the Muhajirin, the one from the Muhajirin called Ya Al Muhajirin, and the one from the Ansar called Oh Ya Al Ansar, because a little conflict happened between two. And then the Prophet came and was really angry. He says, leave it, Innaha Muntina or Natina, leave it, it's dirty, this is from the Jahiliyya, from the time of the days of ignorance. Allah Azza wa Jalla has blessed you with Islam. So this is again what these guys are saying, or these people are saying. We only believe when Allah has revealed to them, believe in what Allah has revealed to you. Believe in the Quran. Now the Quran has come, Rasulullah has come. Believe in, they will say, we only believe in what Allah subhanahu, in what was sent down to us. And they deny in what comes afterwards. We believe in what, and not only all of them believe in what Musa said. The majority did not. Only a few of them believed. And they say, we will reject anything that comes afterwards. Yani from Isa or from Muhammad and whatnot. Though it is the truth confirming you know, them in the scriptures, into Torah, in the commandments, everything that in the scriptures, the Quran comes and it comprises of all the, you know, all the other religions. SubhanAllah, the Quran is like a summary and beyond of what came before it, you know, and what comes afterwards. هذا فكر زي ما قلنا فكر الملعون وليس كل عربي معصوم وليس كل يهودي معصوم. You know, not every Arabi is sinless and not every Yahudi is sinless. So you cannot say, I only believe in what, you know, this person says, or only believe in, I'm a madhabi, I only believe in this madhab, I only believe in that madhab. Yes, you may, but not everything, you know, sometimes there's discrepancies between madhab as well. So one maybe should not be too rigid. Maybe this other madhab has a more strongest evidence than the other and whatnot. So one should not be maybe too... The only discrepancies is with regard to fiqh. But all the other madahibs, they had no discrepancies with regard to al-aqidah. They all had the same aqidah. The only ikhtilaf is with regard to the fiqh. You know, should I, yani what happens when matalan little blood comes out? Should I make wudu, not make wudu, renew my wudu? What should I do in the money of sadaqah, of the money, the zakah? Should it come only as cash, or can it come out as zabib, or can it come as tamr, as dates? These are discrepancies between the schools of thoughts. So this is fiqh matters. But not everybody is ma'soom. That's what we're trying to say here. Ma'soom means sinless. Who is this prophet? Nabi, Qurashi, Arabi? We're not going to believe in him. And that's what they're saying here. وَيَكْفُرُونَ بِمَا وَرَاءَهُ وَهُوَ الْحَقُّ مُصَدِّقًا لِمَا مَعَهُمْ And يَكْفُرُونَ بِمَا وَرَاءَهُ يعني القرآن. They believe only in what came to them, and then they will not believe in anything that comes after them. وَهُوَ الْحَقُّ And it is the truth, Allah says, and it is the truth, you know, that is with them, and they know it is with them. And we gave you many examples last week and the weeks before when the Prophet was there with the Jews, and they had subhanAllah, they had all the clarifications, they had all the, you know, in their own books, in their own scriptures, things about Prophet Muhammad and the Sahabas and the Quran. They had all the evidence, yet they chose not to believe. قل فلما تقتلون أنبياء الله And Allah Azza wa Jalla says, say, tell them, Ya Muhammad, why do you kill Anbiya Allah? And they killed prophets. Remember, they killed Yahya, they killed Zakariya. قُلْ لِمَ تَقْلُوا أَنْبِيَا اللَّهِ You know, in كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ So if you believe in, you know, you don't believe in what's to come, you only believe in those that are previous, you know that came before the Qur'an, then why are you killing all these prophets? Why are you killing, you know, Yahya and Zakariya and others? وَلَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مُوسَى بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ ثُمَّ اتَّخَذْتُمُ الْعِجْلَ And on top of that, Allah Azza wa Jalla is telling them, وَلَقَدْ جَاكُمْ مُوسَى And Musa came to you with البينات. And Musa came to you with the truth, with the evidence. Musa came to you with many miracles. Musa came to you with that miracle of the stick, of the staff. Musa came to you with the miracle of the, you know, nine different ayat that were shown. You know, the hand turned into, you know, the light coming out from his hand. The what happened in Egypt, the dafadi and the dam and the locust wal jarad and the ayat that were sent down to Fir'aun. You all witness all these ayat. جَاءَكُمْ بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ You know, when he struck the bahar, the ocean, with his staff, and they saw before their eyes how the ocean split apart. They saw before their eyes how Musa alayhi salam, he struck the rock with his stick and sprang out 12 springs. They saw all these al-bayyinat. Al-Ghamam, they saw the Ghamam coming down, you know, the cloud coming down and then raining. Al-Man was Salwa, you know. And there was this Ghamam that overshadowed them because of the heat of the desert. They saw all that before their eyes. And beside all that, what did they do? اتخذوا العجل. ثم اتخذتم العجل من دون الله. Then they used the عجل, the calf, instead of worshipping Allah. Despite all these evidence, they chose to worship a calf, al-ajl. Wa antum zalimun. Allah says, and you are zalim. Here zalim means what, you know? Zalim, as you may say, oppressor. But here in this particular ayah, zalim means mushrik. Ya bunay, la tushrik billah, inna shirka la zulmun azim. This is the advice of Luqman to his son, telling him, oh my son, don't do shirk billah. Don't associate anyone with Allah. Shirk is indeed dhulm, azim. Dhulm is a great type of oppression. Inna shirka ladhulm azim. Wa idh akhadna mithaqakum wa rafa'na fawqakum at-tur. Here's another great evidence. Here's another before their eyes. When Musa came to them with the Torah, when the Musa came to them with the bayinat, and then they said, we won't believe. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raised the mountain before their eyes, At-Tur, Jabal At-Tur. And also Jabal At-Tur, قِلَ كُلُّ جَبَلْ يَنْبُتُ فِيهِ الْأَشْجَارِ أَوْ شَجَرْ يُسَمَّ بِالطُّور. Any mountain whereby you see trees growing, it's also called At-Tur. But here in Jordan, when that mount, imagine you can see, we don't have mountains here, but maybe the Blue Mountain, right? And then you see the Blue Mountain, and then it raised before their eyes, and it was going to be, you know, it was going to crash on them, provided that they, you know, either take what's in the Torah, take what's in the Torah, or Allah Azza wa Jalla will crush this mountain upon you, and they say, we will believe, we believe. We just don't want to be crushed, we don't want to be dead, we will believe. And despite all that, again, when the Torah came, they believed in some and disbelieved in others. وَإِذْ نَطَقْنَا فَوْقَهُمُ الْجَبَلَ كَأَنَّهُ ظُلَّةٌ. So Musa told them, take what's in it. خُذُوا مَا آتَيْنَاكُمْ بِقُوَّةٍ وَاسْمَعُوا. Take what's in it in قُوَّة. This is a message to all of us, in fact. Take with what came in it, firmly taking it. Take this deen. Don't play with the deen. Don't say, I'm going to go with whatever, yani easy, I'm going to do some fatwa shopping. This is too much for me or whatnot. When the deed comes, don't play games. You know, take with it firmly. So Allah is telling them, take it firmly. بقوة. القوة means the strength. And the Prophet says, the strong believer is more beloved to Allah than the weak believer. وَفِي كُلِهِمْ أَخَيْرٌ. They all have khair in them. But the strong believer is better than the weak believer. Strong in what? Strong in everything. Physically, spiritually. The strong believer is more beloved to Allah than the weak believer. So this is another message. The name of Allah Azza wa Jal, Al-Qawi, is one of the names of Allah. Al-Qawi. And He wants you to be Qawi in your iman, in your faith. خُدُوا مَا أَتَيْنَكُمْ بِقُوَّةٍ. Take what has come to you. And don't play, you know, with it. Don't just take whatever you want and just take it lightly. Don't take it lightly. Take it firmly. Take the deen. Here is another message to the youth. Take the deen firmly doesn't mean go to the extreme. Sah? Huh? Don't go to the extreme. I'm taking it strongly. I'm taking it firmly. Yes. But don't misunderstand the deen. Don't try to interpret the deen based on your own understanding. Not everything is haram. And not everything is halal. الحلال بين والحرام بين وبينهما أمور متشابهات. Halal is clear and haram is clear. Between them are this gray area. What did the Prophet say with regard to the gray area? Leave it. The doubtful matters. Doubtful matters, leave them. Stick with that which is clear. And that which is doubtful, better to leave it. Rather than, you may go and ask the sheikh for a fatwa, and you don't like that fatwa, and you call another sheikh for another fatwa. And when they do that with me, I pick them right away. I know exactly what they're doing, and I don't give them no answer. Because I know you've been fatwa shopping. You know, you think I'm going to tell you something which you like, and then, la. Who did you talk to before me? I spoke to, khalas, you spoke to that man. Why are you going around? Because you don't like what that sheikh has told you? I'm just trying to see if there is another opinion. Wallahi. Sheikh, I'm willing to be, one guy said, I'm willing to be Hanafi, Shafi'i, Maliki, anything. Just, I heard that, you know, if you want to marry, because this father did not want to let his daughter marry this boy. So he said, Sheikh, we know in the Madhab al-Anafi that if a father keeps rejecting these prospects, the daughter can go to a qadi. The daughter can go to the qadi, and the qadi the judge. And the judge can act like the wali. Because the father keeps rejecting. I am not Hanafi, but I can be Hanafi today, father. I am not Hanbali, but I can be Hanbali. Yani this is just like Banu Israel. Banu Israel. I don't like this, but I like that. No, Allah says, take what we have come to you with quwwah, firmly. Don't just الطور. خذوا ما آتيناكم بقوة واسمعوا. واسمعوا and hear and obey. They did not hear and obey. سمعنا وعصينا. They said وسمعنا and instead of obey they disobeyed. And who said سمعنا وأطعنا? The Sahaba and you and I. But sometimes some of us say سمعنا and عصينا. Isn't that true? Sometimes we say we hear. How many khutbas have you heard? How many lectures have you heard? How many books have you read? And you still maybe not convinced. Only you still maybe doubtful. You don't still don't want to follow. You heard and you heard and you listened. And sometimes سمعنا وعصينا. You heard about the importance of praying Fajr. And you know it. صح ولا مو صح. You heard it and you know it. You know praying Fajr in Jama'ah. سمعنا وعصينا. I heard, but I disobeyed. I still cannot get up. I still can't wake up and come and pray Fajr in Jama'ah. I can't do it. Then you are سمعنا وعصينا. Instead of سمعنا وعطعنا, we hear and obey, you are I hear and I disobey. And you know what they love more? And you, this will come in later on. خُدُوا مَا أَتَيْنَاكُمْ بِقُوَّةٍ. They love more العجل, the calf, more than anything else. Why the calf? It's coming up. And this is why comes the story of the cow. You know, the cow which is the mother of the calf, right? The mom? Yes, the mom of the calf is the cow, isn't it? The bull is the father. Or the mother is the cow and the baby is العجل. العجل والبقرة وال... Okay. So, وَأُشْرِبُوا... This is why... So instead, what happened? وَأُشْرِبُوا فِي قُلُوبِهِمُ الْعِجْلِ. أُشْرِبُوا... You know, أُشْرِبُوا... شَرِب. شَرِب means to drink in Arabic. شَرِب. You know, their heart got sink with the love of the عجل. Why the عجل? Despite seeing all that, Ya Musa, make, you know, craft for us an idol as they have an idol. And then comes the Samiri. I'm going to talk about this coming Friday, inshallah ta'ala. Comes to them the Samiri, this man, this craftsman, who takes the gold that they have brought from Egypt, and he crafted this ijl. This is why their heart got so attached with the ijl. Ijl is what? The ijl in English. Okay, well, answer, man. Answer. No. Jazakallah khair. Ajl is not from ajala. I mean, ajala nadama. Ajl, ajala. Ajala means to hasten, to rush. Rush something, right? Ajl, this ajl. Ajl is the calf. So Allah says, وَأُشْرِبُوا فِي قُلُوبِهِمُ الْعِجْلَ بِكُفْرِهِمْ. The love of the ajl, because it was made from that gold, got sunk into their heart. They love this ajl so much. Instead, أُشْرِبُوا فِي قُلُوبِهِمُ الْعِجْلِ. So, العجل أصفر محبوب عندهم. العجل أصفر, the yellow عجل, which is made from gold. And gold is, you know gold, yellow, and والبقرة. Allah Azza wa Jalla, also the بقرة that they were supposed to slaughter, to sacrifice. You know, well, what color had it? Yellow, the gold, the color of the gold. Anything. Allah is saying to them, you love gold so much, I'm going to make you slaughter this gold. I'm going to make you slaughter the ijl. I'm going to take you slaughter this cow. You know, something that, anything that resembles, the, you know, because until today, they love money. Something called money. But they refused. So what happens? The love of ijl remain in their heart. And when I say ijl, the love of money became in them. They will do anything from money. You will see. قُلْ بِئْسَ مَا يَأْمُرُكُمْ بِهِ إِيمَانُكُمْ. Curse. بِئْسَ مَا يَأْمُرُكُمْ بِهِ إِيمَانُكُمْ كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. بُخْل. قُلْ إِنْ كَانَتْ لَكُمُ الدَّارُ الْآخِرَةُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ خَالِصَةً مِنْ دُونِ النَّاسِ فَتَمَنَّوا الْمَوْتَ إِنْ كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if the eternal دار الآخرة, this جنة, عند الله خاصة من دون الناس فتمنوا الموت. You think that you are claiming that the Jannah is yours? تمنوا الموت إن كنتم صادقين. Wish for death. if you're truly truthful. Wish for death. يعني between, inshallah, we're here, you know, in this presence, the only thing that you have to do to go to Jannah today is just die. May Allah give you a long life. I don't want you to die. Ben Israel, inshallah, when you die right now in the masjid, you're going straight to Jannah. Huh? But inshallah, may Allah give you a long life. Don't kill yourself. Ben Israel, they love, they say, you know, Jannah is ours. So Allah says, okay. Then wish for death. And death will come to you. And then you will go to your, quote unquote, your Jannah. You claiming that Jannah is yours, claim it. قل إن كان إن كانت دار لكم الدار الآخرة فتمنوا الموت إن كنتم صادقين. Allah عز وجل knows that they hate death. اليهود والنصارى they hate something called الموت. Whereas the believers they don't have no issues with that. خالد بن الوليد when he wrote to the leader of الشام and he told him you know I'm sending you an army. They love death more than you love life. You love life? I'm sending an army. They're actually to die. And look at Gaza. Isn't that an example? Isn't that a live example? You see a girl die, you know, or a father or mother who lost her baby, and they make zagarata, zagarata, and they laugh happy. This is what we're wishing. We're wishing for this. And where's my turn? And then when the brother dies, he says, "Ah, how come? How come he went before me? How come I started for me myself so many times, but Allah chose him and he didn't choose me?" So these are the people who love Subhanallah more than others. يكرهون الموت. بما قدمت أيديكم. This is what your hands have. Why they hate death? Because they fear of what their hands have done. Their hands is filled with blood. Isn't from so before. Didn't they kill prophets and messengers? And they did so much, caused so many corruption. Their hands are filled with blood until today. The hands of the babies in Gaza, the hands of the babies all over the world. Whatever there is a Muslim, there is a hand that belongs to them who get killed. Well, and then Allah Azza wa Jal says, وَلَتَجِدَنَّهُمْ أَحْرَصَ النَّاسِ عَلَى حَيَاءٍ. You speak Arabic, you may not understand this even. The difference between haya and al-haya. Allah Azza wa Jal says, وَلَتَجِدَنَّهُمْ أَحْرَصَ النَّاسِ عَلَى حَيَاءٍ. ما قال على الحياة. Alif Lam. Allah says, and you will find them, surely find them, that they are clinging to life. They love life more than anything else. You just claim that Jannah is yours. Then wish for death and you will go to Jannah. Fair enough. Allah knows that they are clinging to something called Haya. Al-Haya. We say Haya. We don't pronounce the T at the end unless there is a context. Like if there is another word after it, then we may say Al-Hayatu. Al-Hayatu Al-Tayyiba. Alright. But here Allah says Haya. T still ta marbota, but we don't pronounce it. Haya. He did not say al with alif lam. The life. Allah said life. You know the difference here? If Allah was to say al haya, it would have been al haya al karima. Al haya al karima. If Allah was to say alif lam, the life, it would have been the honorable life. But Allah says here, haya. أحرص الناس على حياة. Any type of life, they cling to anything. Like I said last time, I'll just live in even in the washroom. I just live. I don't want to die. I live in whatever. I don't. I just want to lie and to live. حياة. أحرص الناس على حياة. ومن الذين أشركوا. ومن الذين even more than those who commit shirk. You know those who commit shirk. I mean the atheists. They are worse than the atheists when it comes to life. من الذين أشركوا يود أحدهم لو يعمر ألف سنة وما هو they will wish to live 1,000 life and Allah 1,000 years and Allah سبحانه وتعالى says وما هو بمزحزح الحذاب ولو يعمر يعني he says if I were to live 1,000 years as if I'm going to be saved from the punishment Allah says even if يعني خلاص انت this guy is okay decreed that he will live 1,000 years and then he's gonna go to hellfire. Whether he lives 1,000 years, or 2,000 years, or 1 million years, eventually he will go to hellfire, وما هو بمزحزح من العذاب ولو يعمر. He shall not escape from العذاب even if he was to live there for 1,000 years. This is what they're going. They're going there, they're going there, regardless.
والله بصير بما يعملون.
Allah بصير بما يعملون. Allah knows what they're doing. You don't think Allah does not know? You think Allah is oblivious to Allah at what's happening in Palestine or Sham and Kashmir and all these countries, you know, Syria? Wallah basir. Allah knows what they're doing, subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know what the Prophet says, by the way? It is not bad to wish for a long life, but a long, good life. خيركم من طال عمره وحسن عمله وشركم من طال عمره وساء عمله. The Prophet says, the best amongst you are those who live long, but you live long and they excel in their deeds. So you have a long life to do good deeds. Because the more good deeds you do, the higher rank you'll be in Jannah. So the Prophet says, the best amongst you are those who live long and they excel. Okay, I'm living long, do khair. Come to the masjid, sit, pray, read Quran, do sadaqah. You remember the hadith I mentioned in Ramadan? The hadith of two people who died. And the Sahabi Jabir who saw a dream. In that dream, he saw two people died. One died as shaheed. And the other person died a year later. And then the shaheed came to enter the Jannah, you know, he was stopped. He was blocked, like from entering Jannah. And then the man who died later on, he died just a regular death, simple death. Then he got to enter Jannah before the man who died as shaheed. And then Jabir ibn Abdullah woke up. Then he got really disturbed. He went to Rasulullah, Rasulullah saw this dream. And then he says, "Oh, ajibta min thalik? Are you surprised?" He says, "Yes, of course I'm surprised, Rasulullah. The man died as shaheed. Shaheed, you know, high rank in Jannah. He should have gone to Jannah first." The Prophet says, "Yes, but the man who died a year later, didn't he pray more? Didn't he witness one more Ramadan? Didn't he fast another Ramadan more than the other person? Like, this is why he entered Jannah first." So the Prophet says, the best amongst you are those who live long and they excel in their deeds. And the worst amongst you are those who live long and they corrupt their deeds. They do wrong. وَلَيَّذُ بِاللَّهِ Instead of doing good deeds, they worsen, you know, in their deeds. وَلَيَّذُ بِاللَّهِ قُلْ Okay, listen to this. Look at their craziness. قُلْ Even the angels, يعني they didn't just curse human beings and prophets, even the angels. طيب ايش بدكم انتم في جبريل؟ جبريل في مكانه وانتم في مكانه، ايش بدكم في جبريل؟ لا. قل من كان عدوا لجبريل فانه نزله على قلبك باذن الله مصدقا لما بين يديه. Allah says, oh Muhammad, tell them, whoever is an enemy of Jibreel should know that he revealed the Quran. Jibreel revealed the Quran. Why enemy of Jibreel? They are enemy of Jibreel. You know this ayah was revealed. They came to Rasulullah, al-Yahud. He said, Ya Muhammad, man min al-malaika ya'tika bil-wahi. Ya Muhammad, who amongst the angels bring you the wahi? The Prophet says, Jibreel, Gabriel. قالوا لن نؤمن. He says, no, we won't believe in him. We won't believe in you, not him. Why Jibreel? Jibreel is the one who came to Maryam. Jibreel is the one who, you know, came to Maryam. Jibreel is the Ruh. Jibreel is the one. La, we don't like Jibreel. You know who we like? We like Mikael. Why Mikael? Mikael is the one who, you know, responsible about the rain. You know, he's responsible about the crops. You know, rain that, you know, gives, you know, it's all business. You know, our money and this and that. We like him. He's a good angel. The other angel, We don't like him. Why Jibreel? لا, we don't like him. والعياذ بالله. Then Allah Azza wa Jalla says, tell them, من كان عدوا لجبريل, those who are enemies of Jibreel. They're enemies of Jibreel, والعياذ بالله. فإنه نزله على قلبك. Jibreel, who brought the Quran, revealed upon your heart, O Muhammad. You know, this, what did he bring up, you know, upon the heart of Rasulullah? The Quran. The Quran of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is why they don't like Jibreel. من كان عدوا لله. And then Allah Azza wa Jalla says, من كان عدوا لله وملائكته ورسله وجبريل وميكال. Here it is, another ayah. The next ayah.
Then Allah Azza wa Jalla says, "Man kana aduwan." You have to understand a little bit of this beauty, the richness of the language. "Man kana aduwan," whoever is enemy of Allah, the enemies of Allah, and their angels, and their prophets, and Jibreel and Mikael. Hold on a second. Allah already said the angels. Why is He mentioning them by name here? He already says the enemies of the angels and the enemies of Jibreel and Mikael. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ عَدُوٌ لِلْكَافِرِينَ. Allah is the enemy of the kafirin. Ya Rabbi, You already mentioned the angels. Why did You distinguish Jibreel and Mikael? Any ideas, brothers? It is emphasizing because of this particular two. Nah. Because of this particular two, Mikael and Jibreel, for emphasis. Al-Quran has three khasa'is. Because the ayah here, مُصَدِّقًا لِمَا بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ. This Quran is مُصَدِّق, تَصْدِيق, truthful in what comes between the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This Quran is مُصَدِّق. مُصَدِّق means لِلْكُتُبُ الْمُنَزَّلَةِ. All the other previous scriptures, the Quran comes as an emphasis to confirm the other scriptures and revelations. That's number one. Number two, huda. Huda. Huda means guidance. Huda. If you listen to it by heart, to your heart, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will guide you. But you have to listen to it not with your ears, with your heart. And bushra lil-mu'mineen. These are the three taken from this ayah. The three qualities, you may say. Bushra lil-mu'mineen. It is a bushra. A glad tidings for the believers, not for the kafirs, not for the munafiqs, but bushra for the believers. من كان عدوا لله وملائكته ورسوله وجبريل وميكال فإن الله عدو للكافرين. Allah says, whoever is enemy of Allah and the angels and the prophets and Jibreel and Mikael, he's indeed the enemy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
وَلَقَدْ أَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ آيَاتٍ بَيِّنَاتٍ وَمَا يَكْفُرُ بِهَا إِلَّا الْفَاسِقُونَ.
And O Muhammad, we have revealed upon you, sent down before you, آيَاتٍ بَيِّنَاتٍ وَمَا يَكْفُرُ بِهَا إِلَّا الْفَاسِقُونَ. And none who disbelieve in this ayat are fasiqun. Who are the fasiqun? When we say in Arabic, فَسَقَ الْبَيْضَ أو فَسَقَتِ الْبَيْضَ. فَسَقَ يعني خرجت من مكانها يعني. فَسَقْ in Arabic we say فَسَقَ, the egg has made fisq, opened linguistically. And here it means الخروج أو الردة. They went back and reverted upon what they were following initially. وَلَقَدْ أَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ آيَاتٍ بَيِّنَاتٍ. We have revealed to you, Ya Muhammad, آيات بينات. وَمَا يَكْفُرُ بِهَا. Those who disbelieve in it are certainly the fasiqun. Those who are the wrongdoers. Listen, this is all paving the road to what's to come. And what is to come? They believe in the shayateen. And they believe in sihr and black magic. So Allah Azza wa Jalla is all these ayat that are coming, it just paving to the road to that. أَوَ كُلَّمَا عَهَدُ عَهَدًا نَبَذَهُ فَرِيقٌ مِّنْهُمْ بَلْ أَكْثَرُهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَوَ كُلَّمَا عَهَدُ عَهَدًا نَبَذَهُ. Every time, and this is them, subhanAllah, this is who they are. Every time they make a covenant, a pledge, a group of them, Allah Azza wa Jalla says, not all of them, a group of them will cast it aside. They will break the promise. Every time they make a promise, or a pledge, or a covenant, a group of them will break their promise. This is who they are, al-Yahud. Even with the Qadiyya al-Falastiniya. The Qadiyya al-Falastiniya, they know how many promises and covenants they made, how many mu'tamarat, that they attended with the Palestinian movement and the countries and United Nations, and they many agreements, and they came back and then they don't fulfill whatever, promises or agreements or pledges, and they always have, subhanAllah, to always justify, their stance, and they have something called had veto, which is it's a joke, huh? The whole world can vote, but if they have the right of the veto, huh? If they one person raise their hand, despite the fact that everybody raises their hand, they say we agree with this, let's say, decision. They say no, we disagree, and then it just time zero, halas, because there's one person who says no. That's what we call the power of the veto. So they broke so many promises, even at the time of Rasulullah. Banu Qurayda broke promise. Khaybar, Banu Qaynuqa, Banu Qurayda, Banu Nadir. All these tribes that were at the time of Rasulullah, they all broke promises, all made promises to Rasulullah, especially Banu Qurayda. You know, what led to the battle of Al-Khandaq, the battle of the trench. So the Banu Qurayda, the Jews, they said, we will support you. We're here. We're gonna let Quraysh come from our area, from our side. There's a treaty between us and you. And then they broke that treaty. So this is who they are. They know, subhanAllah, to break promises. بل أكثرهم لا يؤمنون
ولما جاءهم رسول من عند الله مصدق لما معهم نبذ فريق من الذين أوتوا الكتاب كتاب الله وراء ظهورهم.
Look, this is something interesting here. وراء ظهورهم كأنهم لا يعلمون. They will have this book. They will have the book, the kitab. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when a messenger from Allah comes to them, confirming their own scriptures, some of the people of the book cast the book of Allah behind them. So they will cast the book of Allah. They will cast the Quran. A lot of them will not believe in the Torah. Despite all the miracles of it, they will not believe in it. And then will come the Quran. And they will cast the Quran behind their back. And what they will do? وَاتَّبَعُوا مَا تَتْلُوا الشَّيَاطِينُ عَلَى مُلْكِ سُلَيْمَانِ.
Here comes the most powerful ayah on the jinn. By experience, those who do ruqya on those subhanAllah who are mean possessed, when they reach this particular ayah and they recite it, the person who's sick starts screaming, and it's subhanAllah. This is something I witnessed with my own eyes so many times. One of the most powerful ayah, just like you talk about Ayatul Kursi, this particular ayah. وَاتَّبَعُوا مَا تَتْلُوا الشَّيَاطِينُ عَلَى مُلْكِ سُلَيْمَانِ. So instead of وَاتَّبَعُوا, instead of following that which is in the books and the Qur'an that was revealed to them, they chose to follow something else. What did they choose to follow? Allah says, كَمَا يَسَنَا قَالَ أَهْلِ الْعِلْمِ الْبَدَلُ الْأَعْوَرُ. الْبَدَلُ الْأَعْوَرُ. لَمَّا خَرَجُوا مِنْ مِصْرِ وَأَطْعَمَهُمُ اللَّهُ أَحْسَنَ أَنْوَاعَ الطَّعَامِ أَرَادُوا أَكْلَ الْأَرْضِ. الْبَدَلُ الْأَعْوَرُ. وهنا استبدلوا الذي هو أدنى بالذي هو خير. So instead, استبدلوا السحر بالقرآن. استبدلوا السحر بالوحي. تركوا الإنجيل والتوراة والقرآن واتبعوا ما تتلو الشياطين على ملك سليمان. شفت كيف؟ They left the Quran, the Torah, the Injil, and what did they تبعوا? What did they follow?
وَاتَّبَعُوا مَا تَتْلُوا الشَّيَاطِينُ عَلَى مُلْكِ سُلَيْمَانِ. What happened to Sulaiman? Who's Sulaiman? What happened? Why they don't believe in Sulaiman? Why they accuse Sulaiman as not a prophet, but they accuse him as sahir? Yahud. They accuse Solomon as sahir. You know what sahir? The one who practices sihr. He says he's not a prophet. He's sahir. وَاتَّبَعُوا. اتبعوا ما تتلو الشياطين على ملك سليمان.
And they instead followed the magic promoted by the devils during the reigns of Sulaiman. Never did Sulaiman disbelieve, rather the devils disbelieved. I'm going to tell you this in writing in the ayah, and then I will explain to you the history behind it. It's very, 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 subhanAllah, amazing story.
تتلو بمعنى تتبع. واتبعوا ما تتلو الشياطين على ملك سليمان. تتلو بمعنى تتبع. لا هو المعنى هنا لا تقرأ، يعني التلاوة في القرآن في العربي تتلو، اتلو ما أوحي إليك اقرأ، ولكن هنا واتبعوا ما تتلو أي اتبعوا بمعنى اتباع وليس القراءة. الله سبحانه وتعالى واتبعوا ما تتلو الشياطين. And they followed instead what the shayateen has followed at the time of Sulaiman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, والشمس وضحاها والقمر إذا تلاها. تلاها بعدها. You know, this is another evidence from the Quran. We explain the Quran with the Quran. والشمس وضحاها, when Allah swears by the shams and the duha, والقمر and the moon, إذا تلاها, the قمر that comes after. So here's تتلو means to follow. What happened to Sulaiman? واتبعوا ما تتلو الشياطين على ملك سليمان وما كفر سليمان ولكن الشياطين كفروا يعلمون الناس السحر وما أنزل على الملكين ببابل هاروت وماروت. Who is Harut? Who is Marut? If you're falling asleep now, most likely you are possessed. Yalla, asha. And by experience, I go like, but this is by experience. If you fall asleep right now, Shaitan is there and he's telling you, sleep, sleep. Don't listen to this one, sleep, sleep. Huh? واتبعوا ما تتلو الشياطين على ملك سليمان. You see, here's what happens. Let me a brief beauty here. Whoever, and they deserve it. من ترك الحق ابتلي بالباطل. They lived the haq. As they lived the haq, they left the haq. They were, their ibtila was al-batil. They had to follow the batil. They had to follow falsehood. They chose not to follow the haq. If you choose not to follow the sunnah, you will have to follow the bid'ah. If you choose not to abide by the sidq, by truthfulness, you will follow al-kadhib. You see, it's subhanAllah, it's just like this equation. Either or. It's either or. You have al-haq, if you don't follow haq, it's falsehood. You have nur, if you don't follow nur, it's darkness. Sunnah, no sunnah, bid'ah. Haq, speaking the truth, or kadib. Ikhlas, if you don't want ikhlas, riyah. The opposite. If you choose not this right thing here, you will be thrown into the other category, in the other group. So, Banu Israel or the Yahud, same thing happened to them here. They chose to follow sihr instead of following truthful and yani truth and the books and the messengers and whatnot. They followed the shayateen, ala mulki Sulaiman. Why Sulaiman hakam al-alam? Sulaiman, he ruled the world. Sulaiman ruled the devils and the jinn and the ins and the soldiers and the rih and the wind and the mountains and the birds and the animals. They all were soldiers of Sulaiman. So they said, you know why? Amongst one another. You know why? Because Sulaiman had sihr. Sulaiman used black magic. وَاتَّبَعُوا مَا تَتْلُوا الشَّيَاطِينُ عَلَى مُلْكِ سُلَيْمَانِ وَمَا كَفَرَ سُلَيْمَانِ وَلَكِنَّ الشَّيَاطِينَ كَفَرُوا يُعَلِّمُونَ النَّاسَ السِّحْرِ. It is not Sulaiman, because they say Sulaiman was teaching people sihr. Sulaiman was teaching. Sulaiman had the book. Sulaiman had the ring. Khatam Sulaiman. It is because of his khatam, because of his ring, he ruled the world. Because of his magic, he ruled the world until he died. So when he died, what happened? Sulaiman, it's been said, brothers and sisters, he had a teacher. And his teacher used to teach him things, ilm, ilm. And Sulaiman used to write in his scrolls about the ilm that he used to learn from his teacher. About ilm, about fiqh, about sihr, about good and bad, about evils. Everything he used to teach him. And he used to read, you know, write. And then Sulaiman will leave that under his arsh. He had his throne like this arsh, like I'm sitting on, and then he will put it under that book. And then the next day he will come, meet with his teacher, and then he will take like notes, which you people are not taking. Huh? Nobody's taking notes. And then, once he's done, he puts it down. So, when Sulaiman died, and the jinn, and they were serving him, and the shayateen were serving him, the good and bad, they were all serving him. None knew that he died. And he had this
the staff, minsa, the staff that he was to lean on, the ukaz, the staff, you know, the stick that he used to lean on. And he's sitting on his throne for years and years and years, because the worms, what do you call them, when people die? Maggots or something? Maggot? Huh? What? Maggots, exactly. Termites and maggots. They would not devour prophets and messengers. So he died for years and years and years, but instead they were devouring, you know, the al-minsa, the stick. And then when the stick fell, and then Sulaiman fell, they used to look at him, they thought he was still alive, and they were working and working. Nobody could disobey anything, the commands of Sulaiman alayhi salam. So when he died and he fell, he says, oh, he died a long time ago and we did not know. We did not know. And then came the shaitan, you know, the sham shaitan in the form of a man. You know why Sulaiman had so much power? Look at you guys. You know, you people were working like slaves because he had so much power. Why you had so much power? Because he had the book of Sihr. He had black magic. He used black magic. And Allah Azza wa Jal tells them, وَمَا كَفَرُوا سُلَيْمَانُ وَلَكِنَّ الشَّيَاطِينَ كَفَرُوا يُعَلِّمُونَ النَّاسَ السِّحَرُ. It is not Sulaiman who committed kufr. La. It is the shayateen who are teaching people sihr and black magic. So he took those books that were underneath Sulaiman and the throne of Sulaiman, and there these shayateen, they read what's in those books, and they, in it was also name Allah al-Azam, the ism Allah al-Azam, the greatest name of Allah. Sulaiman knew that greatest name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he wrote it in his book. So the shayateen came to that book that had all these wonders. Why Sulaiman? And he's why the Yahud, they followed the shayateen. Instead of following, they followed the shayateen who accused Sulaiman of sahir instead of a prophet. Wal-iyadu billah. And then they started teaching people sihr. Who? Shayateen. وَاتَّبَعُوا مَا تَتْلُوا الشَّيَاطِينَ عَلَى مُلْكِ سُلَيْمَانَ وَمَا كَفَرَ سُلَيْمَانُ وَلَكِنَّ الشَّيَاطِينَ كَفَرُوا يُعَلِّمُونَ النَّاسَ السِّحْرَ. The shayateen are teaching people sihr. They're teaching who? They're teaching people who want to deal with black magic like a sihr. This is why in Islam, the fiqh in Islam, when you are running or ruled by a Muslim country, the sahir gets killed. The sahir, even if he makes tawbah, he gets killed. One of the greatest sins after a shirk is sihr. Sihr. Black magic. Or dark magic. Or whatever you want to call it. Because I'm going to tell you about the types of sihr. The sihr that split people apart. The sihr that split a husband from his wife. Or a man from his job. Or a man who was so strong and powerful and active to becoming very weak, not knowing what happened. يُعَلِّمُونَ النَّاسَ السِّحْرَ. And by the way, a person who practices black magic, he's got a contract with the shaitan. For sure. 1,000,000%. Because they're taking the sihr from whom? From the shayateen. And for the shaitan to serve the sahir has to commit something. You know what the sahir has to commit? The sahir has to commit kufr. The sahir would not, or the shaitan would not serve the one who practices black magic unless and until that person commits shirk. How many sahirs, wal-iyadu billah, they urinated on the Quran? This is the agreement they had. You have to unite on the Quran. Or you bring in the blood of the menses of a woman and you write the Quran with it. Shirk, kufr. They've got to do something like this. They don't do wudu or rush from janaba for months. Months. And they pray in months with janaba. This is what the Prophet Muhammad, when he says, you know, the one who goes to sahir, arif, arraf, and believe in him, he has committed kufr. If you go to a sahir,
عارف عراف انت عارف عراف and you believe in him you committed خلاص this is kufr and if you go to him without believing in him your salah will not be accepted for 40 days let me just go check out this these people on the internet you know they play cards and they can tell you what's gonna happen you know why I'm not able to have a baby why I'm not able to get married why I'm not if you're not if the sahir you know he's gonna help you to get a baby or if the sahir is gonna help you get married why didn't he help himself to get married oh he's married who told you he's married to jinniya the man is married what do you mean
وما كفر سليمان ولكن الشياطين كفروا
So they teach people sihr and what kind of sihr. Here's the thing: the person who is possessed, what happens to them? They start hearing things and seeing things. Why? What happened to the Prophet Muhammad عليه الصلاة? What happened to Musa? يخيل إليه من أنها تسعى. Sihr is basically like illusion. You are under the impression that you see something, but it is not real. Or you are under the impression that you hear something, but it's not real. Even Rasulullah, when they cast sihr on him for months, he used to be under the impression that he's intimate with his wife, although he's not intimate. It happened to Rasulullah. The power of sihr. It's in Bukhari. And there are people amongst us today who do this. Wallahi, they are amongst us today in Muslim countries, in Canada, in the US, in many countries. You go to them and these people who are calling themselves as sheikh or whatnot, but they perform this. Wal-iyadu billah. Sihr. This is why you need Surah Al-Baqarah. Surah Al-Baqarah is your protection. So who is Harut and Marut? And how many types of sihr do we have? And what is the difference between sihr and ayn? Or sihr and hasad? Or sihr and mass, possession? What's the difference between all this? Is it really real or is it not real? Is it reality or is it not a reality? What is it? What happens? Why do we have something called ruqyah? What do people say? What do the prophets say? What do the actually scholars say about you know the type of sihr? Is it something real or not real? Are they angels, Harut and Marut? Or they're not angels? And what happened to this woman that apparently they fell in love with? And this woman, she took the knowledge from these two angels and went up into the heavens and she got cursed and she became a star. Mars. Men from Mars and women from Venus or the opposite? What's that female? Venus, yeah. She became this star called Venus. Is it really? What are you talking about, Sheikh? Exactly. I wanted to say, what are you talking about? Because in the books of tafsir, there is such a thing. That these, you know, Harut and Marut, and they, you know, with this woman, and this woman took the ayn from them, and she used the name of Allah, and she went up into the heavens, and then she got cursed and turned into a star. What happened? And then what is this sihr? Inshallah ta'ala. Next week we'll talk about it, bi-idhnillah. Any questions or comments or thoughts? Aywa, tafadhal. نعم ها هي سيد كويشن فيرست تعال شوي بلال يا سبحان الله very very legitimate question how do people get sihr although they are حافظ القرآن or they know the Quran and if it was not let's say in hadith صحيح you wouldn't believe that prophet would have gotten sihr right because he did get sihr He was, you know, he got sihr. And then Allah Azza wa Jal, you know, later on, you know, sent Jibreel to tell him what the sihr is. And then he sent Ali and the sihr was thrown into the well. So they got the sihr from this well. And then, alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, gave the shifa. So the question is,
You have the Quran, you have the dhikr, you have, how can you get possessed?
Good question. Next week. Inshallah. Because it goes with my topic, the tap of sihr and how people would you may get possessed and things like that, inshallah. في امرأة يهودية. Here's another thing. Who did the sihr to Rasulullah? A Jewish woman. They are. This is who they are. They did. They believe in sihr. They do believe in this black magic.
Fadl. Last week you mentioned Banu Israel. They believe they will be in hell only for a week.
أيام المعدودة.
أيام المعدودة. This is, I didn't say a week. أيام المعدودة. Like a limited number of days. Limited number of days. So قل هاتوا برهانكم إن كنتم صادقين. Bring your evidence if you're indeed truthful. This is what Allah Azza wa Jalla told them to wish for death. Then wish for death. You're gonna be there, wish for death, but they didn't. So no. قل من لم يعذبكم بذنوبكم. Why Allah is punishing you with your own sins if you claim that you're only gonna claim, you know, be in it for a limited number of days? It is only their whims and desires. They speak based on their whims and desires, nothing from the books. Aywa, تفضل. Let me see amongst you who's possessed, let me tell you. Anything, any questions? Because we have some shy now, inshallah. Any questions? Tfadl, yes.
You mentioned that when people go and ask some questions about the future, so the one who leaves, you know, like the hand, is it also...
The one who raised the hand, or the coffee, after the, you know, the coffee is? Yeah, coffee.
They don't do it, this coffee.
They don't do the coffee. You guys don't have it, huh? You drink coffee in this cup, and after you drink the coffee, you play with the cup, and then it tells you, oh, look, it is in a qira'at al-finjan. It's all, astaghfirullah, shaykh wa haram, abad haram, just like, you know, this hand, my hand. What does it mean, ya akhi? Somebody came and told me, look, shaykh, you have the 99 names of Allah. I said, what is it? He says, 1, 9, 9, 1. 99 names of Allah. It is what it is. The hand, reading the hand, or this and that. Did you do it to? Did you go to the sister and you told her, "Let me read your hand"? Maybe you just wanted to touch her hand, huh?
No, I don't know. Many people I know, they ask that, you know, I'm not getting a job.
I'm not getting a job.
I didn't do it, but I know that.
No, that's haram. That's shirk. That's like the Prophet says, if you know. No, that's different. The only one who knows al-ghayb is Allah.
It's not 40 days, I guess it's 7 days.
No, 40, hadith, sahih.
40,
40, 40.
I give discount.
It is, yes, it's haram. And the only one who knows al-ghayb, قُلْ لَا يَعْلَمُ الْغَيْبَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. The only one who knows al-ghayb is Allah. Alrighty, jazakum Allah khair. Inshallah ta'ala, we'll continue next week. بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَكَ اللَّهُمْ حَمْدِكَ شَلَوْا لَا تَسْتَغْفِرُكَ تُوبِ إِلَيْكَ. Please join me for some tea.